Hello. Well, I'm in Philadelphia right now, and I'm having a good time. It's fun to be able to be in my hometown and stay in the city, and went out Wednesday night with Chip Chantry, a comedian that lives here, and his girlfriend and some friends, and met two people that I had met quickly when I was at PJ Ryan's, Sean and his friend Danny, and we went out and we had a really good time, just going bar to bar. I don't usually do that, but it was a very fun night. I really enjoyed it. And the crowds have been super nice here in Philadelphia. It's fun to be able to go out in front of, 2,500 people, but just be as loose as if I was at a little comedy club. This was really fun. Now, here we go. Today's episode, oh my God, I had so much fun. Listen, I don't want to overstate it, but I really, you could say cherish when I can get together with people like Jen and Paul, and, they just have the ability to let their guard down. Not everybody can do that. To completely let their guard down and be so silly. And so much fun. It was pure joy for me. And I hope they both know that. I think they do. Because it was just a very special show. I don't want to overstate it, but I am not. You're going to love it. It's going to be a lot of fun today. So, there you go. Tattoos by RC, thank you. They were at the show last night. Give them a little shout out, because God knows they did a lot of work on my arm. Tattoos by RC. There you go. So enjoy today's show. And I'll see you in D.C. And I'm proud of you. Yeah, you. That's right. All right, bye.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
All right. Are you recording?
Now I am, yeah.
Are you recording now? What are you doing over there, Paul?
I'm peeling off the label of the back of this book.
If I think you're doing that, it'll drive me nuts until you're done. So I'm going to wait.
It's very satisfying.
Peeling the label off the back of the book?
Yeah.
You know what? Oh, go ahead.
No, tell me your story. I can listen.
Give it to me when you're done. I got to get rid of it.
Why do you got to get rid of it?
Because.
Oh, the label, you mean?
Yes.
Not the book.
Paul. Todd. That's what you usually say.
Todd.
Thank you.
There we go.
I like your watch.
As we begin every podcast.
I like your watch.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Let's start. Oh, wait. First of all, before we start, we did a nice cold opening, which we will... Two things that are going to go up. One, the video of Mrs. Who sings those operatic songs?
Mrs. Smith?
It isn't Mrs. Smith
from
or Mrs.
Miller?
It's spelled Marshall, but it's...
No.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mrs. Smith. Miller used to sit on in every Merv Griffin show.
Yes.
You know she's still alive?
That can't be true.
No.
But what other Mrs. Miller is it?
We'll play it during the show. She does opera songs, hit songs, but operatic versions.
No, I've
of
heard
them.
It. But you're saying it's not the Mrs. Miller from the Merv Griffin show?
No, I don't think so.
Is this a new recording?
We have some new songs today that she does.
Okay. But I think they said her name was Mrs. Smith.
Does everyone else understand
what
I'm
saying? It's spelled
asking?
Miller. It's pronounced Smith.
No, it's not. That was a worry bit. What's her real name?
I don't know.
Her name's really Mrs. Miller, yes.
Thank
Miller,
you, Chris. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, maybe it is.
Let me get a little control here. So Mrs. Miller, we have a video of her last week.
That almost descended into chaos.
Hold on.
I was going to jump out of the building like it was a towering inferno.
Rory, hold on. Rory left last week as Mrs. Miller. I don't want to break the allure, whatever you say. And he got into one of these cars that is downstairs and acted like her driving away. So people are going, what car did he pick? So we'll put that video up. But also we're going to put a video up. When they got here today, we played Disco Inferno. And these guys, Paul F. Tompkins and Jen E.
F. Kirkman,
came in, danced around. You just got right in the character. And Keaton, who is a friend of a friend's, I guess he's your friend of mine now too.
Michael or Buster?
I guess.
He played the drums with about 30 seconds before you guys got here. I'm like, could you play the drums as they
Keaton
get here?
He was wailing on those skins.
He was. Mm. Steve Fine Arts is here. Anthony is here, a friend of Katie's. So now we're going to start. Eric's here. Chris is here. Okay, let's start.
And everyone's relationships have been established.
I like to introduce everybody, make everyone feel comfortable. And Jen brought a Christmas, a holiday tree.
If you fucking call me back this time,
can you pause that?
Don't call me ever again.
A lot of people might say, why do you play the opening theme? For the people that hear maybe there's
Let me be one of those people. Let's role play this.
Oh, who? How would I be talking to you? Like, do you see me?
I'm talking on the phone.
You call me on the phone?
Hey, Todd.
Oh, you know me? You're a friend of mine?
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, what's up?
Todd, it's me, your friend.
Oh, what a friend. Hey, Fred.
I'm your friend. My name's not Fred.
All right,
you don't know who this is?
No?
No.
Tony.
Oh, my God. Todd, this is insulting.
Who is it? I swear to God.
It's Fred.
Oh, you got me. What's up?
Listen, why do you play that opening?
I know. Oh, fuck, Paul. Tony.
I've been meaning to ask you.
Fred, are you asking him why he plays the opening?
Hey, will you give me 2 seconds to myself to talk to a friend on the phone?
Wait,
is that his wife or his girlfriend? Hold on,
you really don't remember my wife?
Well, no, I'm
hold on a second. Let me take the effect off my mic.
I'm breaking character because I want to get specifics here. Okay. You're obviously calling me. You're going to ask why I play the opening every week. Yeah. Who's in the background?
We've been on one date. I slept over. I won't leave.
Oh, you're nosy.
It's really... But... I have...
But you both listened to the podcast.
I have, that's what we talked about on the date.
That's all we talked about on the date. And so now I am hoping that this will...
He's actually calling you so that I'll fucking leave.
Because maybe I can get her on the phone with you.
Okay.
And then I can slip out of my own house and start a new life somewhere.
All right, listen. I'm having a great time already. We haven't even played the opening theme yet.
Hold on a second. Can I go with... I want to go with a different riff on this because I think first thought, best thought, as soon as you said... that you stayed over, you won't leave. My first thought was, and I have now become used to it. And so now I'm just going about my life.
Yeah. That's
but
funny.
Like, you're just a part of it now.
And you're yelling from the other room as if you were in a 15-year relationship.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, now let's go nice and slow here. We're going to do this. But also what we're going to do is we have recording of your first date. We have a minute of it, of you two sitting around talking about the Talk Glass podcast, which we will play later.
Of course.
Okay.
Which we'll play later. So let's go back to the bit. Now
I
you're calling me.
I can't believe you got that recording.
Okay. Can we write that on a Post-it and put it up on that window? That way I don't forget. I would hate to forget. We got so much to get to this show. Okay, ready? Okay, here we go.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, Todd, I wanted to ask you, and I know it's been a while since we've spoken, and I hope this isn't too weird. Why do you play that intro every time?
Are you asking him why he plays the intro every time?
Oh, hold on 1 second, Todd.
Yes, like we discussed, I'm asking him.
Okay, because I want to know, so shout back what he says.
Yeah, well, I won't know what he says until he answers me.
Who is that?
Oh, it's I was on a date last night, and she stayed over. And she won't leave. She's been here all day.
She's yelling like it's anyway, no big deal. What's up? Oh, why do I play the opening every week?
Yeah.
You know what? I got it. What's your name again in the bit?
Fred.
Fred.
His name's Fred.
Thank you.
What is she, Easter?
He knows my name.
Don't put me on speaker.
No, she has crazy hearing.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. She has really powerful hearing.
Oh, I'll tell you why I do that. Because sometimes it might be someone listening to the show for the first time, and they haven't heard it before. I want them to know my body of work.
But don't.
By the way, this is not something I'd say on the fucking podcast. It seems a little.
No, of course. But devil's advocate here. Don't you want people, if they're hearing it for the first time, you want them to continue listening, right?
Yeah, you think it's that? Honestly, by the way, I don't like this bit.
Can I have your last Snicker bar? I'm gonna go to the grocery store later. I'll replace it.
That was a 14 pack.
Who are you fucking? Anyway.
Look, we met at a Snickers convention.
I don't believe it.
The end.
Okay. Well, listen, so that's why I play it.
All right. Well, I got to tell you. I think because of the, you know, you goof around with the intro and you layer in a lot of jokes, I think it might be confusing to some people.
Play it, but don't interrupt it is what you're saying?
Maybe don't interrupt it all the time. You know what I mean?
Glass.
Like, just play it. Just let it play. Let people hear it. so they can get a sense of what the show is all about. What you need to do is just let that thing go and just imagine the person sitting here listening to it for the first time saying, oh, okay, I get what this guy's all about. He's got famous friends. The idea is like, this show is so great, they won't be able to get on the show.
I'm trying to find, we're having a conversation about it.
Just call me at the grocery store. I can't wait.
All right, I'll figure out a way to conference you in on the call.
You want me to beg?
Sorry about that. Anyway, I'm afraid that if you interrupt it too much or you talk over it, you do bits, people are going to be confused, so they're going to tune out. They're not going to listen to the rest of the podcast. And honestly, Todd, I think that people need to hear what you have.
Honey, I found the extension. You have a second phone. I think I figured out why he does the bit.
Yeah, why?
Because he has famous friends and all that, but I feel like people shouldn't interrupt it during it. Tell him not to interrupt the bit.
I'm already saying that you shouldn't interrupt the bit.
Oh, we're so like-minded. All right, I got to go.
Yeah, I got to go. Bye, Todd.
All right, listen, you know the way I'm going to go nice and slow here today.
I know all about you, Todd.
You know what?
Are you going to play the opening
right?
bit?
I feel like... I feel like this might be the appropriate way to open up the show.
Oh, sure.
Okay, and people from the back can sort of, join in. I think you'll know the gist. We'll give that to those guys over there. Now, it's hard because you can't hear the music, but we've done this before, but why can't we do it again?
This is an instant fan favorite, right?
Yes, thank you.
Well, you premiered this bit, I'm going to say, 3 episodes ago.
Yes. Can we put reverb in their mic? Oh, you guys have... crank it up a little.
Lady that I know just came from Colombia. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out some marijuana. She said it was the best in all the land.
And I said, no, 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 I don't smoke it no more. I'm tired of waking up on the floor. No, thank you, please, it only makes me sneeze. And then it makes it hard to find the door.
Now, you say that's nice, right?
That's exactly what I said.
But maybe we have another version. Yeah.
What?
What is this?
Highly irregular.
Shut the fuck up. What did Joe send to us? Shut the fuck up. You guys surprise me every week. Paul, did you bring this?
Lady that I know just came from Nerdist.com.
No, I
don't. She smiled because I did not understand. Then she put on a brilliant podcast, She said it was the best thing in all the land. The Todd Glass show is all she had to play. I'm tired of waiting until Friday. Thank you sincerely for the show we hold dearly. And hearing all the things Todd has to say.
I swear to God, Paul's crying.
Can I say, here's why I'm crying. Because I don't like copyright infringement. What this guy has done is against the law.
Well, pause it for a second.
Pause it for a second.
I mean, we do this on the show, Paul, and you're a regular listener. Can we at least play it out and then at the end you'll talk about it?
I fast forward over these parts.
Because you're that offended?
Because my grandfather founded ASCAP.
Are you serious?
Yes. He fought in World War I.
Can I at least play it? I'm a guy who does not understand.
This is exactly the problem, is you playing it.
All right. Well, let me just play it, and then we'll talk about it.
No, you don't.
If you promise not to interrupt it.
Todd.
A lot of work goes into these, Paul.
Ooh, Todd, I feel like you're being willfully obtuse.
Then she held out jingles from Joe and
Lynn Shore.
She said they were
exactly
the finest in the land.
Here we go.
Todd Glass show is all she had to play. I'm tired of waiting until Friday.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you sincerely for the show we hold dearly.
And I will see all of you in court. That's right.
You know what, Paul? You're ruining it.
I'm going to have to call ASCAP.
You're ruining it. You are ruining it.
Well, you've ruined someone's hard work on a song about smoking weed.
Can you just
Ringo Starr, one of the Beatles, Todd.
All right, let me just play Joe's song.
Did you explain to Todd yet about copyright infringement?
How did you find me here?
All right, listen. Before we get too silly... Let's talk about the Constitution. Because you know I need order. And anybody that knows me well, they know it. Before it gets chaotic, it has to get orderly. I'm going to leave it up to you. Do you want to weigh in what I call serious stuff? And then we'll take a break and then we come back. I shouldn't have played that song because that says.
You shouldn't have done that. You should not have done that.
Do you want to? Can we?
Serious than silly.
Jen, you want to get serious and then silly?
Yeah.
I like it.
S then
S. Oh, I was going to say STS.
What time did we start the show?
I hated that high five. Do it again.
We started 12 minutes
ago. Still,
okay, so I'm going to make pretend we're starting at 7.
I think you'll be okay.
All right. Guys, don't let me feel bad that I put you two in the same room.
No, but can I say one thing? Paul just high-fived me, but then earlier, I just want to make sure.
Put your
headphones
on.
I want to hand sanitize.
Really?
Are you a germaphobe?
Only because he mentioned last week he had a cold.
Oh, my God.
It's true. I'm getting over a cold.
Oh, you have hand sanitizer with you?
Hand sanitizer?
You know what that means? She hooks up a lot. Girls do that to fuck random guys. They bring hand sanitizer.
I hope you didn't say anything about my personal life while I was across the room.
Okay, listen.
All right.
No, I hear it. Last week he played that 15 times. I never heard it once. And it got Pavlovian after a while. Yes, I read books.
I don't think someone falling down the stairs.
That would be great. All right, here we go.
All right, I want to get sneezed.
Somebody smelled. What is that hand sanitizer? It doesn't smell like normal.
Peppermint.
Holy
Whole Foods.
Shit.
Holy
Whole Foods,
shit.
You've done it again.
She's done. How about that Jen Kirkman with her hand sanitizer?
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
best hand sanitizer in the business.
No one does it quite like
Jen Kirkman brought hand sanitizer. Oh, she knows good hand sanitizer. Always she knew. Always she knew. She knows good hand sanitizer.
I watched
it. Oh, sure it smells like peppermint. Hey, Jen Kirkman brought in hand sanitizer. Best in the business. Peppermint.
To my God.
People are loving this. I know.
This is already one of the best.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the Todd Glass Show.
Because they're going to go, they got silly, then serious, then back again. Yeah. We can do anything
in life. Let's get serious first. I'm not going to, what did you say?
People are going to be so impressed that we started silly, got serious, got it silly again. It shows people that they can do anything with their day, with their life.
You don't have to.
And they don't have to follow a rule.
Yeah.
Jen, that's why I love you. God, you smell good.
Thank you.
You have a very clean smell.
It's a callback.
Oh, okay, so listen.
What's going on with that girl with the hand sanitizer?
Listen, she's just a friend of mine.
Now I'm confused.
Wait a minute.
Explain
let's
this.
Let's have dinner with her sometime.
Jen, why are you got the bit in a weird way? Now, I'm all in. You can make any bit make sense.
Exactly.
I'm not worried about, how would she drive here? I don't give a fuck about that.
That's right.
But let's give it a small attempt here. Now, you were on the phone when he was pretending to be a friend of mine when we're not doing the podcast,
yeah,
calling me because he listens to the podcast.
That's right.
He calls me on an off night and goes, Todd, I listened to your show last week and you know I love it. And then he happened to be hooking up with his girls in the background.
Yes. Yeah.
Now we're back.
Uh-huh.
And then Paul is himself again. Now, where is this girl?
Oh, this is like the Purple Rose of Cairo.
Oh, I got a little, you're right.
Where she has come into the real world.
I forgot that Paul was playing Fred, your friend.
Exactly. Right.
So I was thinking this is, okay.
Now, here's what to you, that all happened very fast. My transformation from myself into
so
Fred.
I guess that girl shouldn't be here because Fred's not here.
No.
Unless Paul drove Fred here and Fred is hanging out.
Fred is our mutual friend.
And she's here.
Fred is sitting over there in one of those seats.
And everyone makes a joke how Fred and I sound a lot alike.
Right. And so sometimes you get in trouble for me.
That's right.
You know what?
Because I keep my eyes shut all the time.
Let's listen.
That sound logic, right, Todd? Does that
yes,
do it
I like
you?
That.
Let's
okay.
not
like
go
that.
Anywhere with it. That's too weird.
Okay. Here's what I want to talk about serious first. Now, I am glad that I read I'm glad that I read emails because it lets you know you have to hit something from a million different angles. I am still not apologizing. Believe me, there's weeks when I apologize. I know I've talked about this before. I'm not. As long as I read an email and I know I got to hit it from another angle, and that has to do with using the word retarded as an adjective. I'm absolutely fine with talking about it again. So somebody sent something in. And here's this email represented what I've heard before. So right. It's not one person. They wrote a very they actually wrote a very nice email because it's not that they gave up the word they said. Because I said you can't write an email kind and gentle. Most of them that come in defending using the word retarded because most of those people don't have the ability. That's one of their problems.
Yes,
is,
that's not their priority. Yes, is kind and gentle.
No, or they wouldn't be holding on to using the word retarded.
Yes.
But what a lot of say intelligent people or people that ask a genuine question. I hope I paraphrase it right because I didn't download the email. But words take on different meanings over the years, and that word doesn't mean that anymore. It's like it took on another meaning now. It doesn't mean it. And my answer to that is if you don't believe that it's word police, and when I think people say word police, or they go, oh, it's not the Jewish people that are offended at Jew it down. It's not the parents yes. of retarded people or mentally retarded people that it's these people that go out and try to conjure up problems. It's yes. not someone going, no, I don't want to, you know. So that's...
Well, the idea being you don't have the right to be offended by it if it doesn't affect your life directly.
Right.
So, and also the implication is you're just looking for an excuse to make somebody feel bad.
Right. You're nitpicking. You're yes. not... When
you don't really care.
Right. Yeah. You're just going out and you're... which I don't believe exists. I think these are just, you know, these are people that might have dealt with it before, but now they're speaking up. They're going to actually... That doesn't... I don't like that. Mm-hmm. But they're saying those words take on different meanings over the years. Well, it won't, whatever new word we give it. Oh, thank God I got the clarity. So what they basically said, if you give it a new word, that word might eventually, not if that word is a real adjective. Yes. In other words, we're not looking to say, stop, instead of calling, instead of saying clumsy, we decide retarded people are clumsy. Am I right that that's the gist of what's happening there?
Yes.
Instead of saying yes. clumsy, you're saying, well, what group's clumsy? And I know I'm repeating myself, but I want to give you clarity on, instead of saying I bargained with the guy, whoa, which people bargain? Yeah. Oh, Jews. So we'll use Jews. We're not looking to say, well, let's stop, instead of using the word clumsy, now say women or mm-hmm. Mexican people or Jewish people. We're saying don't assign it to the group that you feel is clumsy.
Yeah.
Just use the adjective clumsy, and that won't take on a meeting because it can't hurt anybody's feelings because it's not anybody. If clumsy is the adjective that we're – so it's like when we say stop using the word Jew me down, it didn't go from, oh, should we call it Mexican you down? Like, no, right. then you're right. Then that event so, – but we're just looking to just go with adjectives. Don't decide – right?
Yeah. There's one of the beautiful things about the English language is – because it is constructed of so many other languages, there's millions and millions of words that are at your disposal. And some of them are very simple. Like you don't have to reach for a lot of esoteric words in order to get your point across. There's many simple words that are effective. People use those words for a reason because they pack some sort of punch. That's why they use the word retarded and they don't say mentally challenged because it's not going to hit you the same.
Can I? Yeah. I hope I really desperately want to bring clarity to this. There's two types of things going on. One is what do they choose to be called now instead of retarded? It's
I think it's just now you
differently
go
abled. I think that's special. More for physical. Because
I thought it went depending on like if you have Down syndrome, but or you might be what they call like developmentally slow. Slow, I feel like, is still a proper word.
Well, I don't think so.
But I think I can.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
That sounds horrible. That I didn't know, but I really thought it was no. some kind of like. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
There are two different discussions. One is when we're using it as an adjective. The other one is even when you're genuinely referencing a person like, oh, I think their child is mentally retarded. Yeah. That people want to change the word too.
I'm saying if you're using it in a slang way, you're using it for a specific reason because it has a specific effect on people. So when you say Jew him down, the implication is not just that, oh, Jewish people like to bargain. It's that people are trying to do something wrong.
Yeah.
They're doing something there's a pejorative aspect to it
these people are bad.
Yes, they're bad people.
Yeah.
So you're being a bad person. You're trying to Jew me down. It's not like you're not saying, hey, you're trying to bargain with me in a fair and above board way. You know, it's like the idea is like you're trying to rip me off. That's how they're using that term. So it's not just that, like, oh, it's just a word. No, it's a word that you mean to have a nasty connotation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When people use the word retarded the way they do, they're trying to conjure an image in your mind. It's not just like, oh, it's the same as saying dumb or stupid or I don't like that or whatever. No, it's not. Or you would say that. You're trying to have an effect on people or you wouldn't use that word.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, well, that's why people do it.
Right.
That's why people do it.
And also, again, I am willing to just adhere to both. But when you use retarded as an adjective, to me, that's the real bad or whatever word.
Yeah.
As opposed to people that maybe forget sometimes and like, you know, small people midgets. They forget. People. There's no bad in that if you forget that. To me, although you should adhere, like you said, that's what they want to be called. It doesn't matter. It's not for you to go. But I want to make it really clear that to me, I don't know how to – why do I get tongue-tied sometimes? The more wrong is not when you – a group of people want to have a new name. Give it a fresh start. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, that's when you. That's not the big deal, although I adhere to it. To me, the bigger deal is when you're using people's being as adjectives. That's when I just go,
yes.
That's – and they're two different things. They're two different things. So, yeah, we're not saying
– two different things but all of a piece of somebody saying, hey, don't use that word. And you're like, well, I feel like using that word, so I'm going to keep using that word. It's just basic – again, and we've talked about this before. It comes down to basic decency, you know.
Yes.
Somebody says don't use this word. The fuck do you care? Don't use the word.
The reason I don't mind having this conversation, like I said again, is because there are people. Last week I said nobody could write a letter. Nobody could write a letter and from a kind way, as we just talked about, asking not to use the word retarded, because the people that would defend using that word wouldn't be able to write that letter. It's from somebody who's not obviously has a problem communicating. But I do believe someone could say, I stopped using that word, but help me with why, or help me with, like, I get it a little. Because this letter came in. They did say they stopped using it, but they want to know, they asked, but won't the new word... And I said, what we just talked about, no, because we're not going to switch the group of people that represent that word. We're just going to go with the adjective.
Yeah.
Right.
The adjective is clumsy. You're not going to assign it to a new group that you perceive to be clumsy.
You're looking for a reason not to have to change.
Well, maybe
you're asking that.
Or maybe not. Maybe they're going, oh, that makes sense. I get it. Yeah, we're not going to reassign.
Yeah, but I think if you're asking that question, it's sort of like, can I just keep using the word I'm already using?
You might
be
right.
So I don't have to think about it?
Hey, I'll tell you what, that person knows in their heart that sent that letter in, which I don't have their name. Secondly, as we move on, I had this random thought, and I'm curious if I, by the way, what I say on this show, I don't mind.
Is this a TRT?
What's that?
A Todd's Random Thought?
Yes.
And now a TRT with Todd Glass. Bum, 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 bum.
I have opinions, and then through listening and educating myself, I change those opinions. So there's no danger in what I'm saying if someone goes, oh my God, Todd, no, you're completely off, because I'll learn and I will educate myself. Mm-hmm. But I had a random thought that people, the NRA, that they're sort of, I get the feeling they're tired. And again, I'm gonna preface it one more time. You could be like, Todd, way off. Or am I 50% there? Do I smell something? They're fucking so tired. Now, we're not talking about people that defend the right of a handgun. I get the difference. There's mm-hmm. people that have a handgun. But defending, why do I get the feeling that the majority of them are sick and tired of all change? And this is their one way. Everything from it, whether it's interracial marriaging or women that, they were better when a woman stayed at home and they raised a child. Everything. Gay marriage. And they're like, we're not fucking giving up our goddamn guns. This
talking
is
about
it.
The actual organization, the NRA, or the people that have guns that are in it?
Most people that are in it. Is there any smell of truth there? Like they're
I think I know what you mean. Yeah. It's that, it all comes down to fear. I mean, people that are that obsessed with guns mm-hmm. are, they have convinced themselves that, the idea of the our government becoming some sort of tyrant state where they are going to go into people's homes and take their guns, and then we're going to have a Third Reich or whatever. They're talking amongst themselves. They have convinced themselves it's not only a distinct possibility, but it's almost
inevitability.
It's inevitability. Like, this is definitely going.
But now
to
let me say. I do know people personally that have guns that do have that belief system.
But we did make it very clear that we're not talking about... Do you agree there's a difference between...
There's a difference, but I'm not talking even handgun people.
I don't think it's across the board everybody with
guns. I know people who think you should have any gun, whatever, and that they don't trust the government in a more libertarian point of view way where... But yet they are amenable to change in other ways. Women, gays, I don't care what gays do. Women, they should have all the power. I love this. And yet the gun thing, they're so paranoid about the government. But what I find so funny is they weren't paranoid about... the Bush years, the whatever years, that I thought the government kind of was, in a philosophical way, attacking its own people by sending kids to what I believe was an illegal war. If that's not attacking your own people, I don't know what is. I don't think it's going to be as literal they come into our house and take the guns. And again, if they do come into our house, they're going to come with tanks and nuclear. I mean, they're not going to come door to door in a colonial outfit.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just find that whole concept stupid, but I of course believe the government could turn on its people, and in effect, if you ask me, they do all the time. Every administration does. Thank you. We'll be right back.
We'll take a break. All right, now listen, but we got one more thing and then we're going to take a break and come back. Oh, Paul, we're going to be so silly, Jen. Somebody did send me in some information. Last week we were talking about how much the video games do affect some of this stuff. What I thought, I didn't want to say because I didn't really have the information. Again, I'm still taking in information. Mm-hmm. Someone said in other countries they have the same video games and they don't have the crime.
Yes.
So you got to weigh that in. And then also that I had a feeling that I don't want to go back. And whenever something happens like the school shootings, I said, I might be repeating myself to you too, is that – you know, I could see an average intelligent person going, you know, hey, Todd, there weren't those school shootings. Someone sent me in some information that there were. There have been school shootings for a long time.
Yeah.
And then when it starts hitting schools that remind us of us, mm-hmm. not an inner city or not that,
yes.
that we start. Mm. But now I tried to download it and had trouble right before the show. But I will download it and we will talk about it on another show. But when I saw the list on my phone, I tried to read through it. It looked like a shit ton of school shootings. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't obviously negate the horror of what happened. I think everybody would know that. But it says, again, go back. We got to go back. We got to go back to and you know there were school shootings and we don't need to go back to.
Well, there have been that kind of mass killings forever.
The mob. You
know? Yeah. Well, but there was a guy Charles Whitman who went up in a bell tower, and I forget where it happened in Ohio.
Kent State. Wasn't it?
No, it was in Texas. Texas. Kent State was the army, right?
The National Guard.
Yeah, he was a crazy guy, and it turned out he had a brain tumor. And he went up in a bell tower in this college and was just picking people off with a rifle. And you know that guy was mentally ill. So we've had mental illness forever, and we've had guns forever, and that's what happens. You know, but you're not going to convince me as a kid who loved to play with fake guns. And as an adult who plays video games that have shooting in them, mm-hmm. And somebody that does not, I don't like real guns, and I'm not a violent person. You're never going to convince me that this stuff takes normal people, mentally healthy people, and turns them into killing machines. You're never going to convince me of that. I just don't buy that.
And here's how we're going to wrap it up.
I do have one thought on that.
Go ahead.
I don't think it makes mentally ill people or non-mentally ill people turn into killing machines, but a less intelligent person, it could desensitize them to violence. So when they hear something about
it... I have an answer for that.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Because I wonder...
I'm glad you said that, because someone listening... Let me give a shot at this. Mm-hmm. Somebody listening goes, thank God Jen said that, because... And Paul, my guess is you know that, but it still doesn't erase what you're saying. Yes, obviously, if you're on... But what my mom said a long time ago, and she might have been right, again, not that if someone's on the fence, that, you know, we always look back on what we thought the problems of the world were, and we're wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, and we look back, and I don't want to do it in this generation. I know what the problems really are, that that if you raise your kids and they're healthy and you teach them right from wrong, and that they'll look at the video games and they'll look at bad and they'll be like, all right, that's bad, and mm-hmm. I don't do that.
But here's the other shooting, the Colorado movie theater one.
I said nothing.
Yeah.
For that one, I of course think it was awful, but I'm telling you, I had no reaction because I'm so used to it that it was just like, oh, another shooting. It didn't feel in my gut. I just was like, oof, that must have been scary.
I was completely desensitized. When you hear about the news, is the biggest desensitizer there is.
Yes.
Because you're presented with all these things that just don't, there doesn't seem to be any stopping them. And it just becomes, the sick thing is, because I felt the same way about that.
Until the kids won, I was like, oh,
here's a new thing, you know, where I haven't heard about this before, where little tiny children are being shot up. But when I heard about that movie theater shooting, I had the same reaction. And I remember thinking about it in that way, that I can't believe I'm used to I can't believe I'm used to hearing about stuff like this. Like, I registered it as a horrible thing that happened and just, like, insane and shaking my head and then realizing, like, I remember having that feeling of I should have a bigger reaction to this. Like, this is insane. What a horrible thing that's happened. And how come I'm just, like, I shouldn't be taking this in stride.
Well, so I guess if the bigger cultural thing doesn't desensitize you, then you can have little things like a video game here and there, a movie you know what I mean?
The same. Maybe we're all insane because maybe the only if you were truly sane and got the magnitude of, let's say, how many people. I hate that I'm saying this, but there's some truth to it. Maybe that how many crazy people, how much bad was going on in this world? Not just the bad in our country, but the starving people. That the only sane people right now are probably in mental institutions because they can't because that's what you have. Because the fact that we can go, oh, it's a lot of bad, but I forget about it. I went to a party last night.
You're saying essentially you don't have to be crazy to work here, but it helps.
Here's how we're going to wrap it up, and then we're going to take a break and come back and talk about fun things. That I feel about this, about any of these things, I discuss it. I don't know. Sometimes I feel I bring clarity to it. Sometimes I don't. I just say that because today I don't know how much clarity I brought to it, so I'm hoping to God I can bring it home in the final stretch.
Oh, me too, Todd.
That at least I want to turn these decisions over to how to end this. I love talking about it, but I don't pretend that I have the answers because you say something and then somebody, you know, somebody's listening to the show. Like my friend, you know, last week said, well, it might have to do with the video games. And someone with education has studied this, has looked at other countries with video games, that we get to have our opinions. But I think we should start turning over. And this has to do with how we treat people in prisons, how all this stuff. I believe the answers are out there. If we don't just all may pretend, just as, and again, I'm echoing something I said before, just like we don't may pretend we all know how to fix a car. We don't just get we go, there's experts, and they're not cocky for thinking, I went to school, I know how to fix a car, I am a plumber. But when it comes to human mental health, including, you know, we all think we get to just discuss, we can discuss it, but at the end of discussing it, I just wish as a world we would go, okay, who studied this? Who knows? And we should have somebody like that on the show that has really studied this and knows the answers and turn it over to them. Because a lot, like up till now, how to deal with this, how to deal with what happened with the guns, everyone with a gun or without a gun thinks, well, we get to discuss it because I have a gun, I want to defend it. No. There's someone that gets the answers to these problems. I can't say the words.
Not sociologist?
Yes, and psychologist, and they get it. I bet if they sat down in a room and we heard them, a sane person would go, hit it from an angle that we went, oh my God, that all makes so much fucking sense.
But, well, yeah, that would be great if that happened. But the problem is in this country is that we distrust smart people, and it's demonized to be intelligent because the idea is, I think it all comes down to, oh, what are you, better than me?
Yeah.
Well, you got all the answers?
It's people, like, well,
some people have answers.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way,
you're making me feel bad with these theories.
Yeah,
of
and
yours.
It's like you're people are. I know people like this, and it's like it's an ego thing, but it's so much deeper than that. It's a narcissism where it's like they can't learn.
I thought about
it. Yeah,
it's only when it makes life harder for us. In other words, we don't doubt a ski instructor because we want to be a better skier because he's making us a better skier. We don't have to maybe rethink. Too much if we – well, you could a little. My theory doesn't work. But you understand what I'm saying. In a lot of things, when we go to experts for help, it makes our life easier. But when experts know the answers to things that we thought were how to raise your children, it makes it life harder. Because if this expert's right, I got to raise my family a different way. Well, I have to communicate with my girlfriend a different way. Every reason I thought that these shootings were existed, if I heard an expert talk, I'd have to rethink it.
It all comes down to, and we've talked about this before, it's the idea that people would have to admit that they have been doing something that was not the best thing to do. It's like if you're asking people not to use a certain word, if you're asking people to rethink their stance on guns and how it affects other people, the idea is like, well, wait, if I do this, then I'm saying that what I've been doing before is wrong.
And
I'm
sucks.
Not going to – yes.
That
and
blows.
That sucks. Yeah.
Anyway.
One quick thing. I used your logic on someone. I run a website about women who get harassed in all areas of life. I was tweeting a lot about how the Saudi Arabian women are, you know, kept in burkas and all that, but they're our ally. And nobody ever talks about it, even liberal Barack Obama. It just makes me crazy. So I tweet about it occasionally. That we're the, you know, and I wrote, it's amazing that they're our allies and yet they oppress women. But technically we've said, we went into Afghanistan to free the women. We went, you know, we bullshit. Mm-hmm. And all these dudes wrote back to me, it's about the oil, like I'm an idiot. I go, no, I know, that's what I'm saying. And so then I started getting people like, shut up, you're a comedian, I want to hear things. I get a lot of take your top off. I get a lot of sexual harassment and bullying and whatever. And I noticed a lot of other women do it, and they just get so sick of it that they take breaks from Twitter, they take breaks from Facebook, they do the it's just people being awful, but it's gender specific. So I have had guys who've written to me, somebody wrote something like, take your top off or something like that. And or somebody else wrote something like, I hope if you ever come to my town, I'm going to make your life a living hell. Now, that scares me as a woman on the road alone, especially with people with guns. People are crazy. So I will retweet these people and write back to them stuff. And the guy wrote, stop being so sensitive. Take a joke much. But as a woman who travels alone all the time and is often in airports, dark
parking lots. By the way, I'm a guy. And if somebody wrote that to me, I'd shit in my pants.
Terrifying. Yeah. And then, it's a threat. It's absolutely a threat. Yeah, how are you supposed to laugh
that off? No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm talking about the take your top off one. But he was like, well, But a lot of people go, why is Jen so angry at men? It's like, why am I the one that's the one acting weird? When why am I angry at the people? So anyway, it's just a thing I talk about a lot online. And I usually get, why are you so sensitive? I thought you were a comedian. Take a joke. And I'll say, you're calling me sensitive, but you jumped in. You don't know me. I didn't write at Jim Smith, you know, women in Afghanistan or whatever. Or please stop telling me to take my top off. I'm a comedian. Go tell Louis C.K. to take his top off. And God, hope he doesn't. But you know what I mean? No offense. But I'm just saying. So some guy writes to me, you're so sensitive. Can't guys give you a compliment? And it's like, they can. And then I get to react however I want. And this happens every day to me online. And so I said, you're actually the one being sensitive because you're responding. He wasn't even the one that said, take your top off. Someone said, take your top off. I wrote, please don't talk to women like this online. Someone else jumped in, you sensitive. I'm sensitive? Someone told me to take my top off. It offended me. I'm done. You are watching another conversation between two people that aren't talking to you and getting mad for the guy who should be able to tell me to take my top off. Well, and I said, you're being sensitive because you're being asked to look at it from my point of view and you don't want to. And you're the sensitive
person. By the way, when it comes to being sensitive, I always say, when I feel it, the person that it needs to be said, relax, you're being sensitive. Mm-hmm. Comedians making fun of a person's hat in the audience and they complain to the manager. Okay, that person's being sensitive. But overwhelmingly, if not 99% of the time, if the people knew, and I've said this before, when they're calling you sensitive, if they only knew, because they don't want to believe it, they're going to hear it come out of my mouth right now. But if they ever went, oh my God, he's fucking right, they would just break down and cry. They're, of course, the majority, they're the sensitive ones.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's like people don't get that. Like, you're sensitive. You think just because we're disagreeing, you know, you're sensitive. By the way, it's like when you see two guys, I've always fantasized when you see two guys fighting, you want to go up to them and go, can I tell you something? Because they would hate this.
Oh, you're really trying to hug each other.
No, if you went, like, I just think that you don't see guys being, like, sensitive like that or showing they're sensitive. And my parody of it would be like, what? Sensitive? I'm fighting. Yeah, well, if you obviously not to be, you know, doesn't take a person with a degree, guys that were tough, if someone yelled something at him, you got to be a tough motherfucker to keep walking. But you two yelled at each other, and you let it get into you, and it's adorable. You're
really
showing your sensitivity. Yeah,
that's a great thing to say.
Of course, because who fights but a sensitive person? There's truth to that. Like, there's no way a tough motherfucker, and believe me, it takes a tough motherfucker to have someone yell something crude to you and keep walking. That's a tough motherfucker. And that's not playing with words. If you're out and you're fighting, you're very, very sensitive.
Well, that's what I want these guys to know. I lived in New York City. I walked down the street, people harassing me. I've had people attack me, mug me. I've had a bunch of things happen that are gender specific. And comedy. I mean, I'm a fucking badass. Thank you. So for you to tell me I'm being sensitive by retweeting something, just to educate, just to say, you don't tell me to take my top off. That's not appropriate. For someone to call that sensitive, you would have shit your pants twice and died half the situations I've been in my life. You fucking... His name, can I say his name? It's @rabbithunter-96. I'm just kidding. I just made that up. But I'm just saying, but I use the Todd Glass logic, which is if you're fighting to hold on to the way you look at things, you're the sensitive one.
Yeah.
That's right.
.net.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Just take it from me. I'm just as free as any daughter. I do what I like, just what I like, and how I love you.
Is that what I do?
What?
Do I bring a frenetic energy back?
No, not at all. Who said that?
He was going like this.
Everybody relax.
Shut up. I thought, were you mocking me to her? Be honest.
It's not mocking you.
Well, whatever you
no,
call it.
No, he was imitating you, but he was doing it for everyone.
Affectionately.
It's comedy. We're goofing around. Jeez.
Busting balls. You can't take it.
Busting
quit.
Balls. It's like we're at the table at the Comedy Cellar.
All right, listen. I feel like we're just starting. People are like, yeah, you're telling me. Where's my? Where's that other thing?
Who's like
are
that?
Are we back? I hate wanna, those yeah, people. I gotta,
hold on. We're back. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you record?
Yeah, I'm recording. I just didn't know.
Yeah, right when whatever. You'll know when the good stuff starts
I feel like
happening.
Everyone's being really tense right
Hello?
Now.
Hello?
Hold on. Is that the way to do it?
I don't think it's to cover.
Hello?
Guys.
I think you're supposed to leave a little.
I'm getting a little nervous.
Oh, sorry.
Paul
Kirkman. I am so high right now that I've never been this high on the show ever.
Do you
and
feel
I have
like
to talk about it.
Should we call
I just
the police?
Be patient. No, shut up.
I don't know what we're supposed to do. To
no, be
I
nice.
Want you to report me okay. to the cops.
No lie. I need
to pump your Should we pump your stomach?
No, shut that off. One thing I'm going to ask, and you're going to know I'm being serious.
Eat a peppermint.
A little less on this, because that's how my head is so filled with stuff right now. Do you think it's wrong to talk about it on the podcast?
About being high?
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Like,
it
morally wrong?
No, is it like, all right. You know, if I'm drunk, man. If someone talked about being drunk on their podcast all the time, I'd be like, all right.
That would what a podcast that would be. I'm so drunk.
I feel like that would annoy me more, the drunk
yes.
thing.
Okay, let me tell you why I think I'm glad you said that. And I hope I have clarity in what I say.
I just don't think people on pot should drive because everyone now is going 20 miles an hour and it's making me nuts. And I know it's the medical marijuana.
Hey, everybody, she's nuts. I don't know what that meant. So listen. And Paul, I got some questions for both of you.
Hello, can I just listen in on the line?
Oh,
on the favorite show calling.
By the way, I don't even mind if that bit doesn't make sense. That's what's great about
I'm
it.
The
so what?
Show caller.
She still talks throughout the whole show.
Now Todd has given us these cups that are
make sound like phone voice.
To make yeah. sound like phone voice.
It'll
voices.
Never sound like mine because I've got the real thing.
Yeah. So what's the? Is this just a power play?
No,
it's like weird bait. Like, oh, great, phone effect. Like, ah, yours stinks.
I actually feel
the
bad.
One I gave
Wait,
you.
Wait, I like mine.
No, Paul was totally right. I have this big piece of equipment over here. I give these guys phone little cups, and I put on them. I write on a magic marker, Paul's phone voice. You're right. It's like a power play.
I tweeted the pictures of the phones. People loved it.
Oh, you don't.
I'm still on
right.
the phone. You took my phone away.
Everything's
but I'm still
not
here.
A sexual.
Yeah, Todd, this is me. I'm on the phone. What's going on?
Can we just listen in? We love the show, but we don't have radios.
Okay,
so we need to call and just put us on hold so we can listen in.
We love
the show, but we lost our home in the recent apocalypse.
Yeah, hello.
There was a recent apocalypse.
This is the operator. May I connect you?
The Mayan calendar affected only two people. We lost our home.
Hello, this is the Mayan operator.
And we just...
Hello, this is the real operator. What's going on
here? Oh, boo.
No. Just don't be jealous. This is the real operator.
I'm
going
to give all my clothes to Goodwill.
I need to explain the high
okay,
thing versus drunk. When you drink, the reason, you know, except when you're younger, it's a new buzz to you. So you do say, oh, I'm drunk because you're just experiencing this. But it's a very consistent high. Mm-hmm. So that's why when you've been drinking a while, you just enjoy the drink. You don't talk about how drunk you are because it doesn't affect you like when you
can
were
I,
16.
Can I say this? Todd?
Ooh.
May I say this?
Wait, let me get
the
out.
Good part.
Hold your...
Wait, you
oh,
hold.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Paul, you hold.
Shall I get my stone tablet and chisel ready to receive this?
He's going to say getting high feels different every time. Is that what you're going to say?
You motherfucker.
That's why I don't like it.
I meant that in an affectionate way.
I know, but that's why
oh,
I don't like getting
that's
high.
That's why I like it.
Oh, I like to have the same shit all the time.
I have found that as you are used to drinking as you mm-hmm. get older, you say you're drunk when you realize you're drunk. When you have that feeling of like,
oh,
you didn't
no.
expect to get drunk. And
yeah.
then you're like, oh, I'm fucking drunk.
I should stop operating.
But you don't say it. You don't say it. You don't say it 15 times throughout the night, man. I'm drunk. Are you drunk? I'm drunk.
No.
That's how I get high.
Don't do that.
All right, so listen. So there was that.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Hey, by the way, do you have people...
15, you say?
It's okay if I still hold on the line. I'm loving the show. I love the two... I lost my home in the Mayan apocalypse. We don't have radio.
Oh, this is Thomas Edison calling on a cylinder. Mary had a little lamb. its face was white as snow.
Hello.
Oh,
no sound effects right now.
He's gone.
Wait, somebody's calling in.
It's all good though.
No.
somebody's really calling in.
I'm really having a hard time.
All right, let me
Oh no.
Would you like some tea?
How many fingers do I have up? Is that what you do to someone who's up?
It's like the best thing in the world. How many fingers? Maybe that'll detract your mind from it.
Do you ever think about in the middle of the night how, what is a soul and where does it go? I'm just trying to freak you out.
I don't, sometimes, no.
Just think about breathing.
What type of show is this?
Just become aware of your breathing.
Okay, listen.
Just become really conscious of it.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to say, we're going to go out on a limb and set up one of these bits.
Oh, good.
Okay. Cause so this is a song, and it's a woman singing a song. It's like Pussycat, but we make it into a bit. Now, is it an excuse for me to play the song? Maybe. Let me play the song.
History will decide. Why are you getting philosophical? I mean, look, is it an excuse for me to play the song? Maybe.
Sure.
Are we going to have fun listening to it?
Sure.
Probably. Will we get something more out of this than we expected?
Give him
it
some hits
to be seen.
Have him do what he's doing now and then give him hits, those Sinatra hits. Do that same thing again.
Is it an excuse
no,
for
no,
me
no,
to play
the,
this?
Just the
oh,
other.
Come on!
Just
the fuck?
Oh, you did the worst thing you could do.
No, that's
I lashed out in anger.
Do it again.
Here's if Frank Sinatra hosted your podcast.
Okay.
So I right now, is it an excuse for me to play the song? Maybe. Am I going to do it anyway and we'll have a good time? I bet we will. Will scholars in the future ever figure out what a podcast was and why we did it? Who's to say?
That's a great bit.
That is a Paul. See?
See?
I told you we were going somewhere good.
I know, Todd, I wish I hadn't doubted you and told people that you were wrong.
That's right. Feels good to hear that after something you
said.
I
like that kind of stuff.
Right? It makes it seem what you're saying is right. Watch this. So that's just the way you do it. There's a right way to raise children and a wrong way. We'll do the whole long one. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-dum. Our guest is Jen Kirkman, America.
I just don't think certain ethnic groups should be on my lawn.
Hold on. Wait. Play it again. Say it again.
I just don't think certain ethnic groups should be on my lawn. They were... I have more to say, though. This one's a little long-winded.
Do it again. Same music, but say something different.
I wanted to finish why the ethnic groups... Okay.
You got nothing but time.
I just don't think certain ethnic groups should be on my lawn. Not every culture knows how to walk on grass without ruining the soil.
You're listening.
Can I say, though, you could have broken that up into two different thoughts. Because
thank you.
Because the hits advance.
Right.
They change pitch.
Oh. She's so... You know, she's a racist, so she...
But
she's
not musical.
Rational. Yeah.
All right. Now you're getting carried
she's
away.
She's long-winded.
Now
racist.
You're getting carried away.
She has no sense of rhythm.
The worst part about her, and everyone will say, yes, we hate racism, but the thing we hate about Julie is she's got no fucking rhythm.
Julie the racist.
But Julie the racist with bad rhythm... And timing. And that's the most offensive part.
How do you do Julie the Racist live, or do you just do it on podcast?
Just podcast.
Oh, you do?
Have you thought about doing it live?
No.
Like adding a costume and stuff?
I should. Black
what does
people
she say?
Have wonderful
Give me-
black people have wonderful rhythm, not like white people. We have terrible rhythm. But I will say one thing that I wouldn't want to be black for $1 million because they have to live in the worst parts of town. But I understand I like the food. I don't know what she said.
How long have you been doing this character?
Oh, 10 years.
Drop it out of the act! Disrespectful! <What?
laughs> Who's that guy?
I don't know.
But then Julie breaks down one time and we realize she lost her husband, who was a black guy. She's not racist at all. She just misses her husband and is thinking if she's racist, maybe she can get over him. But he died, unfortunately. They're on vacation.
Oh, my God. Okay,
and
guys.
Then the audience is left to examine their own racism.
Yes.
Paul.
Then the house lights come up, and Julie Julie looks at the audience.
Hello.
Now are you judging me?
I figured out who that guy was.
Who?
That went like this. He goes, drop it out of the act.
Oh, Timmy, drop it out of the act.
No, that does come from a bit that Kevin Meaney used to do. Drop it out. He goes, so he used to do this thing like Scooby Dooby Doo. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I do different people's dogs barking. Of course, he would do like 15 of them. It was brilliant. Yes. And then he'd go, Frank Sinatra's dog, Scooby Dooby Bow. Hi, Mr. Meaney. Frank Sinatra's manager's backstage, and he thinks the dog impersonation of him is disrespectful. He wants you to drop it out of the act. Matter of fact, drop all your dumb impersonations out of your act. And then his mom would go, it could happen. So anyway, I got a little lost there.
Can I just say, I loved when he would sing, I don't care, I don't care, my jokes don't go over, I don't care. Oh, I watched that before I ever started doing stand-up. Yeah. Anyway,
hold on. Did that make sense, what I just said?
Yeah.
I want you to drop all the dog impersonations. Yeah. Drop all the, okay. Anyway.
It did make sense.
Hello, I didn't think it made sense, but I did have to leave to check on my oven, so I might have missed something.
Okay. Here's the bit. Talk about...
Thanks for letting me listen.
If people say they love organized chaos... They should fucking love me right now because we get crazy.
That's right.
But guess what we're back to doing?
We're back to doing the bit.
You know who would love you?
They go out to see this girl sing.
Stephen Hawking, a scientist. Organized chaos. Is that not our universe?
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, fine. Don't play the music then.
Sex. Here we go.
Okay. What's a bit?
Okay. So. This girl plays piano. Her friends are going out to see them. They live. She's 25 years old, maybe. She
I'm
plays.
25.
She plays.
Well, I'm meeting the girl.
She plays the piano.
I play the piano.
No, no.
Oh, no? Okay, sorry.
That's always a hard thing when you have to say, I don't know if that's going to help me in the bit. So she plays the piano, and is that okay? She plays the piano, and the neighbors, okay, it's just weird, but don't let me get nervous and back out of this.
Okay.
You're only going to suffer.
Todd, okay, so. look at my eyes and just concentrate on me.
That's going to be make me more nervous.
No. Look, this is you're in a safe place with friends.
Oh my God!
Whatever. Tell me the bit that you would like.
Okay,
to do.
Thank you.
Yes,
Jen. Does she feel the same way you feel?
She's 25.
Okay. My hands are cold. I'm just about to play with this candle. But yes, you're in a safe
I'm
place.
Sure, you are.
Look at Paul.
Okay, she's 25. She plays the piano. Her friends live in a neighborhood like in Irvine, and they don't really know what their daughter, the type of song she sings, because it's
that
a very
doesn't help me.
Her friends live in her parents live in Irvine. The whole family lives in Irvine.
I don't have a sense of the personality of Irvine.
Shut up.
Oh my
I
God,
know what you're doing.
I honestly don't.
Okay.
Oh, is that integral to the bit?
A very white bread neighborhood.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about.
Now I hear it. So you can't. I didn't hear it all last week. There's something Pavlovian about that music. Listen, but it don't, because it's throwing me into a trance. Just honestly, just wait 1 minute on that. But I like
it. What if his eyes started circling like saucers, like an old school TV trance?
I want to finish. I really okay.
Irvine piano.
Irvine piano. White bread.
White bread. You look like you're very like royalty, because you have a good look and you're drinking out of a cool tumbler type of glass.
Is it also my cheekbones?
Is it anything that I was born with?
What do I look like, Todd?
Yeah, you're always dashing.
All right.
I felt like you said it with contempt, but we can revisit it later.
The real people clapping, not the kids. Like, where is that? I like that, because it really seems like there could be a lot of people here. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Now it's raining.
That sounds fake. Oh. But give me something believable. Like, I'm in the studio. I go, hey, Paul Tompkins, boom, bam, boom. Funny line. Oh, we got a stiff audience if that's all they do. What if that's all comedy
audiences
did?
Believable applause.
They seemed very emphatic. Like that was, like I said, something inspiring.
Yeah.
Or something that needed
to be
said.
Give me reverb, please. Remember, ladies and gentlemen. I die, fire, ya, ga, ga, ga. I die.
I say to you, before this decade is through, we shall put a man on top of a building. I'm being told that's been done.
I'm being told.
Still. I bet it was good.
You mean in his earpiece he's being told? Yeah. So I'm being told that's
been done. An aide comes up and whispers to him.
Okay, well, then maybe he'll float above the building 1 inch. Me and my brother fuck the same women.
I think one day we'll be able to have pizza delivered right to our house. That would get that type of applause. All right, stop.
That really does sound like rain.
Hold on. I know. Don't ever play that one again.
Don't ever play that one again.
Unless I ask.
I'm going to get you back on track. There's a girl. She plays the piano. She's Irvine. 25. She lives in Irvine with her parents. White bread neighborhood. They don't really understand the song she plays.
By the way, no joke. Last week, Rory, did the same bit.
Oh, I heard that.
And Rory was asking way too many details. Scoville.
What kind of details? Just kidding. I heard the bit.
All right. So listen. But I'm doing it again because I like the one part of it so much where I want to do it with new people.
Why is Rory questioning you about this bit?
Well, he was doing it as a bit.
The perils of marijuana.
So now they go to see their daughter play, and they're sitting in the audience. Maybe they invited the neighbors, who they don't know that well.
From Irvine.
And they're all watching, and then she comes out on stage. And, okay, I'm going to play the song for you first, because then you'll know what I want you to do. And if this ends up being funny, I win.
Can I make a change? I have a feeling. No, I'm not even trying to be funny. I think what's more embarrassing.
We'll try to be funny.
I think what's more embarrassing than singing a song for your parents that might, you know, make them blush is what if it's her boyfriend's parents meeting her for the first time? They come.
Oh, I love it.
And maybe her parents
are
there too.
That is a good punch up.
Maybe her parents are there too. But it's like she's talking with her boyfriend and she's like, "We got to go. I got that gig." And he's like, and they're like, "What gig?" "Oh no, I just do this little song." "Well, we'd love to see you." "Oh no, we just met." No. And then they come to the gig and then that's it.
And
okay.
Here's what you say.
Let that be a lesson to Rory Scorble.
Scoble.
That this is okay. That this is how you do it. This is how you do it. Jen just did it. This is how you do
it. Thank you. You're right.
It's like you help with a bit.
He just took what I gave him, and he did have fun with it. I love that you went, "You know what? I'm going to take what you did, fix it, and then go with it." He's lazy.
Toss it right back
He's
at
a
you.
Lazy fucking piece of shit.
That's right, Rory Stoves.
And his fucking, it's Rory Scoville.
What?
And his beautiful fiance, Jordan, tells me that a lot. She's like, "He is a fucking lazy piece of shit."
I don't think they should get married.
Thank you.
Oh, they probably won't.
You're welcome.
Right? There's no way that's going to work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No,
I hope it doesn't.
Somebody can say the most intelligent thing in the world, and if you just tag it with "thank you," it makes it look like, "Wait, you don't know that too." So picture, I'm a guy who doesn't know anything, but here's my trick. You say something very intelligent.
Thanks for putting me on the fucking spot. You say something very intelligent.
Well, even if you're doing it for the bit as like repeating a famous quote, but like you're that interesting and that there's something that great, but I'm hearing it just as a...
Just say E equals MC squared or something.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, they say E equals MC squared.
Thank you. Well, no, that's not something that we pretend to tell
people. Yeah, I know, Todd.
I know.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you, Paul? I'm a headliner.
I'm a headliner too, sir.
I started headlining.
How dare you?
I don't care if I started headlining a month before you. You got to give me.
Todd, I looked up to Todd. Can you imagine? When I started out, Todd was maybe a year or two ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And I just thought he hung the moon. And then,
can you put reverb in his voice when he's complimenting me and some nice music?
Guys, I'm sorry. Do I look like Marc Maron to you? Why are you telling me your fucking life story?
You know.
Thank you.
Why are you acting like Marc Maron about it?
Thank you.
Hang on. I have to go yell at my girlfriend.
Paul, hold on one second. When you tell a story about me, do you want reverb in your voice?
No, I'd prefer that you didn't put any reverb in there.
When you're going to tell a story about me, would you like a little music in the background?
Just whatever you do. I would like to tell the story. I don't want any music in the background, and I don't want any reverb at all.
Okay, go ahead. Start telling your story.
1986. I walk into the Comedy Works atop the Middle East restaurant for the very first time. And who do I see on stage? A young man by the name of Todd Glass. Sure, he looked old. I would later find out he was only a few years older than I was. Well, I was taken with him immediately. He was up there just having a great time, making the audience laugh.
That's a good crowd tonight. I'll tell you what, people say I look like Fred Flintstone and Mel Gibson had a baby.
He does, honey. That's why it's funny. Look at this dumb kid watching him. I bet he sucks at comedy. Probably hasn't even started yet.
It was strange. I was getting heckled, and I hadn't even done comedy yet.
If you can't take it, get out of the fucking kitchen of the improv.
The hecklers weren't good at it. But that just strengthened my resolve to one day be a headliner, just like Todd would eventually be, but wasn't at the time that I was seeing him. Well,
I was going to lay in another piece of topic.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, throw it my way.
Yeah, I stopped talking.
throw it my way, and then I'll take
he
my lead.
He just did.
See if, no, no, no. I want to do it again. You see if I know how to take a lead, but you need a piece of footage from Todd from the past.
There was something about Todd's comedy back then. So much more interesting than what he's doing now. So many interesting bits, like...
Oh, my God. You made me realize how pathetic that was. Oh, my God. Like, oh, well, it could have been embarrassing. Todd was great with dealing with hecklers. No, no, I take that back. I was being paranoid. And I think you guys stomped all over me when I was insecure. Because here's...
Wait, what's happening now?
Okay.
Where are we?
Okay, listen.
Where are we in time and space?
Now I'm getting very nervous.
What's the matter?
Okay, here's what I thought happened. No, this is all funny, though, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, here's what I thought happened. When I said throw to me, it's more everything I did in my own head.
Right.
So it explains the horror. You're like, what could we have done that bad? It's really what I did. Okay,
I was not thinking that.
You weren't?
No.
Hey, I'd be horrible at that. I know what you're thinking. I'm the worst detective in the world. People go, that's not what I was thinking.
I know what you're thinking. I'm a terrible person. Yeah. Why did I ruin Todd's bit?
Okay, listen. I was thinking that when I said, like, lead to a place in the story, Todd was doing it, that it made it look like you had to throw to something great, like how self-serving of me, which made me feel nauseous for myself.
Oh, I didn't think you'd meant that.
Well, but then I thought, no. It could have been something embarrassing. I mean, Todd was great with dealing with hecklers, not afraid to use every stock joke in the book. And then I would have done that bit. So right. It didn't have to be. So I felt horrible, and then I felt all better about myself, and I yelled at you for no reason at all.
Listen,
aw, glad we can come together.
Right? One of the great things about doing this podcast is that we get a lot of emotions out there. We get a lot of feelings out there. And we learn to connect to each other in a way that we didn't think was possible.
Okay.
Like, I remember... One time, Jen Kirkman said something to me.
Paul? Are you drunk? I'm drunk. What?
When you do play that person, you have to talk away from the mic because it's insinuating
drunk.
Footage from somewhere else.
She's drunk. She
do it again. Know. I know what I'm
one
saying.
One time I said, do you what? I know.
I remember one... It's like this one time, Jen Kirkman said to me at the bar at the Hollywood Improv...
Why are you wearing a suit? Are you going to a wedding or something?
We became friends anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's just you like to dress nice.
Well, that happened quickly.
Must be nice, huh?
Why does that sound like it's happening in the past?
Everything off.
She's just yelling. What is that theory?
I'll tell you why. Oh, I'm glad you asked.
It happened in the past when I was mean.
Okay, I'll tell you why.
Hey, here we are meeting for the first time. You think history will look kindly upon it?
Please, can I explain?
I wish you would. You have a lot to answer for, Todd.
I'm you're in charge.
I feel like I'm freaking you out.
No, no, I love you. Okay, when I I get
oh, this poor girl's just trying to fucking sing her song in Irvine, and she's just this
oh, I forgot about her.
Going on before.
I did too.
Okay, you're
this
right.
This is all part of that bit.
I know.
I think it's good that I addressed that. This is I went over there to take a little hit. And I really have been pretty good with not smoking on the first half of the show. I don't mind the second half.
I'm sorry, for the audience. When Todd says, I went over there to take a little hit, he's indicating he has a little altar where he goes to smoke pot.
I have a shrine set
up. He has a little shrine. So and there's a picture of Cheech and Chong.
And then I went like this. I just wanted a little. I go,
just
I'll wait
a little
till,
bit.
And
right?
then I took – it was a bigger hit than I thought. I started choking, and I go
– You coughed? You got off.
You got to cough to get off.
That's right.
YOLO. I mean,
I love you. We're one of the first people to say that. I love it.
I know.
You've always said YOLO.
My niece said it when I was home. I go, I'm saying that always. By the way, ironically, it's not like I'm trying to make people think, YOLO, YOLO, man.
It's like I always say, BRB.
That's right. Bed and breakfast, right?
Be right back.
I know.
To the bed and breakfast.
That's how you make both
BRB,
people
BRB, B&B.
All right, so listen. Okay, so here we go. So I did get a little bit high, yes. But I think you're as long as you're always nurturing. I think what freaked you out, if I may say, when I went, not freaked me out, but when I went, I was like, you guys, you son of a bitches. I made it look like you all came down on me.
Right? I just didn't know if you were still doing a bit or not.
Exactly.
Am I making sense right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's get back to the woman. She's playing the piano. Her like
boyfriend's
you took it.
Parents for the first time.
Can you make them with somebody else, too? Like, who are they? There's another two there.
Oh, they brought their...
not a good situation, either.
They brought
Let's
their fancy
Rory
country...
Let's put in the story.
They brought their fancy country club friends, too. And her parents are there.
It's all great. You
who
guys
else?
Are great.
Who else could be there? Okay, her parents?
That's enough.
Her boyfriend's parents?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, that's just ruining the bit.
Her boss.
I mean, it's making it better.
Her boss.
You?
I love how you don't... Will anybody ever know how funny that was? The guy... Just please explain what just happened.
One of the funniest things to me in the world is somebody who is... easily manipulated by the most transparent kissing up.
Todd said, no, that
ruins it. And I frowned at him. And he said, no, it makes it better. And then I immediately turned like, oh, thank you very much. Like,
I missed that.
Somebody that would fall for that kind of,
right.
Like, obviously fake kissing up.
Oh, I missed the whole thing.
That makes me laugh so much.
I think you explained it great. Oh, thank you.
Jen, I'm so sorry.
I was thinking about throwing away my coffee cup and I... turned away.
Give me your
for
coffee cup, because now I'll think about it.
I'm gonna throw it.
Oh,
well, listen,
Jen. I feel like I chased you out of this bit.
No. She's fine. You just have to ignore her. She's serious.
I don't feel guilty about this side bit.
Okay, listen. So this, Jen, are you okay?
Uh huh.
You look good.
Feel good.
I'm like a Rory Scroggins.
I feel good. Na-na-na-na-na-na. Okay, so she goes up playing the piano. This is the thing that says before it. It's them in the audience. Now, you don't even have to know what the song is for the first time.
It's the boyfriend. It's her parents, the boyfriend's parents that are seeing her for the first time, and some of the fancy country club friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then she comes out. They don't know what she sings. They go to see her in a little swanky little bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the piano up on the stage. I mean, it's, you know. And, let's say things that once you hear what she sings has nothing like... Like, I'll set it up the first one since I know it. Like, they're in the crowd. By the way, I never answered the question, why does it sound better? Do I think it's better to talk away from the mic insinuating? Well, for the stand-up, do you sort of get it, like, visually how it would sound like it wasn't? Because when they picked the sound that it was in the comedy club,
yes.
As opposed to throw to it again if I stay in mic, and then we'll do it both ways.
I remember hearing Todd's first bit of comedy.
Hey, now, how many people out in the audience tonight? You know what? It might be okay, too.
I was just thinking that.
But here's what I thought. Throw it again, and you'll see the difference. I pictured me on a stage, but you're right. It doesn't matter.
I understand what you're saying, but okay, I will still go along with this.
Okay.
So, I remember... I remember the first bit I ever heard Todd do back then.
Hey, how many people here like to get fucking blazed? And anyway, that was not a bit I did. I always, you know one thing I'm proud of? It took me a long time to develop, but I will tell you this, and I get it, but I also look back, the only thing sort of being a little proud of, that I always knew not to do certain dumb shit. Like I never, if somebody had a weird job in the audience, I thought, I'll find comedy somewhere else. I don't have to make fun of it. And I saw a comedian once reflecting exactly what I wouldn't want to do. He goes, what are you going to do? The guy goes, I have an art degree. He goes, what are you going to do with that? Boop, boop, boop. Like, you're a comedian.
Yeah.
You're supposed to... He's going to
watch
degree.
Someone flatline on a deathbed? Oh, different beeping sound.
Yeah, different beeping sound. But instead, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but why wouldn't I think, oh, this kid in the audience has an art degree. You know what he might do with it? Something awesome.
Yes.
Can I say one thing?
I don't want to be the fucking old comic up on stage. What are you going to do with the creativeness?
That's
his dad says.
That somebody who's making their living telling jokes is somehow the voice of reason in, you know, somebody
truth,
who's...
Truth tellers, Paul. You got a problem with what we do?
Right.
We're the eyes and ears of society. They think it, we say it. Bring it on.
We're the shaman of the 21st century.
But honestly, I did not know Todd wasn't the Dalai Lama. And I don't mean to... Like, I'm having fun anyway. But he just said I'm not the Dalai Lama.
Todd, take your headphones off for a second.
Seriously?
I want to talk to Jen privately. Okay. I just want to talk to Jen privately.
Did you know that?
He thinks he's not, but he is.
That's what I love about him. He's so humble.
Well, I don't know if it's humble. He's just like, he doesn't pay attention.
But he kind of doesn't define himself as who he is. Like, we call the Dalai Lama.
Look at how he walks.
Todd! I'm interrupting in the bit.
Having a private conversation.
Could you make nicer things about me when you're talking about me?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, I'm back.
It's like he so doesn't have a self in the best of ways that
we
call the Dalai Lama because we're so limited in our thinking.
Yeah, it's like his mind is so much more expanded that he's dumb. Does that make sense?
No, it actually doesn't. But
well, it's like.
All right, listen. I know when to wrap these bits up. I do really think about this girl on the stage.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm looking. I feel like I got the jump start. Like this bit could go, or it could be end up a lot of fun.
But
I'm putting it into your. Putting it into your.
Isn't that is what is so exciting about bits?
Or it could go. Oh, you were just making different noises of how the bit could go.
No, that
so
was
I
the
continuing.
Sound effects. Oh.
Or it could go.
Hey, give me that bird. I'll cut its wings off. So it don't fly away.
What?
I like to give people that have parrots a hard time. Yeah. Well, they know that I know it's okay, but I do think there's something a little weird about it.
About cutting,
yeah,
clipping like the wings.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Because
cutting the wings off.
Clip, well, yeah,
that would be weird. If you went to someone's house and they had a parrot.
Oh, my God, there's actually a guy walking a dog outside. You know how you always say that? Imagine a guy walking a dog outside.
Yeah, with the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Look, there's a guy doing it.
All right, guys, I feel like we should play it a little bit. But it might not be easy to find. It's okay.
Oh, he's got two dogs.
He does have two dogs.
I'm talking so fast.
Somebody call the Guinness Book. It's over. It's over.
But you need it anyway, because maybe when we'll roll it in the next bit like we did last week. Remember when the guy kept walking by? Okay, so listen. So anyway, I'll throw to it the first time,
okay.
And then we're going to do this hopefully 20 times, okay?
Okay.
I hope we do it 20 times.
Okay. I'm in the crowd. I'm watching her. Hey, do we have a little background crowd
noise?
Yeah,
clinking, clanking.
Yeah, a little clinking, clanking, maybe. No, not that.
No? Is that not good?
I like only fake. Okay, a little less. Okay, ready? Okay, thank you.
Jen Kirkman, so everybody. Thanks, guys.
Just take your role.
Open for her?
Take your role.
Jen opened for her.
You wouldn't want to open for her, I don't think.
I'll do any gig. I'm not above it.
Okay. How about a hand for that Jen Kirkman? I'll play the MC. Okay, no, I don't want to play the MC. So this girl's going to be next. This girl's going to be next.
Should I play the MC?
No, we're in the crowd. We're the family.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You'll take my lead. I'll throw to the first one. Then you'll get the gist of it.
All right.
I'm very excited. I've never seen her perform before. I guess it's like country music.
I love country music. She's such a beautiful girl. I bet she's got a voice to match.
No, play the song.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hold on. That's okay.
We got to start over.
No, let's start over.
No, Todd, we got to start over.
No, I agree.
No. Oh, we're saying the same thing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
I think we should do this, but start from the beginning.
Okay. No. Explaining it?
No.
Okay, please.
No.
We start all over.
No.
We could make somebody kill themselves that was listening to the show. They're like, all right.
Hold on a second.
What?
What if we did make somebody kill themselves?
No, that wouldn't be nice.
That's not funny.
It wouldn't be nice, but it would feel amazing.
Can I tell you one time, my aunt, I had her laughing so hard. I don't know what it's called, but she gets where you have to stop or she will pass out. And she has passed out from laughing. Like, I don't know what it is.
Pass Outersons?
Yeah. There's probably anybody, a medical person listening to... I just heard what you
Hello?
Said.
Hello? I'm a medical person. I was listening. Okay, I thought I'd call in.
Get that piano music
yes,
ready.
Yes, this is the Mayo Clinic. We're on the line.
Guys.
It's Dr. and Mrs. Mayo.
What, you always say you wish you had an expert, and they fucking call in, and you won't pick up the phone.
Why did you hang up the phone on those experts from the Mayo Clinic?
Because can we put them on hold till we do this bit? And then we'll get him
you
right
know
on
what?
The
That's
line.
That's very fair, Todd.
Okay, we'll put him on hold.
But don't forget.
Please do not Jerry in our sound booth.
Because it's a long-distance call.
Yeah, because patients are, you know, they need them. I'm on hold with the Todd Glass program. You know, they need their bedpan change.
Okay, so here we go. Some people would say, this is, you know what's about to happen? Some people would say, Todd, whenever you work that hard to do a bit, so many other funny things are happening. You're letting your own bit get in the way of a fun show. Like, because I want
to tell those people to fuck themselves.
You think still
how's their podcast?
Here's what else those people would say. Why do we need a Hoover Dam?
Thank you. By the way, most of my listeners are going, Todd, we agree with you. I'm just saying it for two people.
I think you have a lot of people that hate listening to this program.
You know, that's a good feeling. I think. I just say anything. Okay,
right.
so she,
Julie.
Okay, we'll be her. So you'll be her. I don't know. We're all different. You know, you're the neighbor. We never, nobody's heard her sing.
But our common humanity unites us.
Nobody has heard her sing. Nobody's heard her sing.
And okay. I do
the
say.
The listening audience knows what's going to happen. It's only if we keep doing it that it will be funny.
I enjoy that there are cloth napkins in this establishment, and I bet the music matches.
No, the pussy. No. Do you understand which song? Okay, go ahead. Okay, say that was perfect.
Oh, well, I really appreciate that there are cloth napkins for my cocktails, and I hope that the music is as refined as this napkin.
And then she starts playing. And this is maybe what they say in the background until we stop it. Country.
Pussycat was scratching out on my back door.
Simple, but okay, there are cats.
Pussy got sore, pussy.
This is taking quite a turn.
Okay, stop it again. This is the same people discussing the show again before they start their first song. Yeah.
All right.
Same again.
Hold on one second.
Am I doing something wrong?
I just want to know what
I'm going to make my character more
What are we doing?
Seriously?
Are we going to do a little preamble before we hear her for the first time, right?
Over and over and over and over again.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
And then, then we talk to her after the show.
Okay. So let's do – so let's – where what are we going to do? We're going to start with a little more preamble before – like a little more before we hear the song.
Oh, yeah. You think we should talk through the whole song? Like,
well,
as if
I think before the song starts, I think we should build up.
Right. And then you just let the song play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's – I think we – let's feel it out.
Okay.
I'm going to say
who's her boyfriend here?
Okay. Who's her boyfriend where?
Here in the bit.
Oh, in the bit? I'm really lost.
All right, Paul's going to be her boyfriend.
Okay, oh, I get it.
I'll
get
be the
it.
Boyfriend.
Oh, I get it.
We can all play various characters.
And you're me and the parents.
I'll be the parents who have never seen her either.
Okay.
Okay, so who are you?
I'm one of the parents who's never seen her either, too.
Okay, and you are?
I'm the boyfriend.
Okay.
And I've never seen her sing
before.
A little
background chatter just so it seems like they're sitting there, they're waiting. And it's just a given that, one point during the conversation, the lights go out and she just starts doing her song. There's no introduction.
That's right.
They're talking. What's this going to be like? And all of a sudden, lights go out. Boom. Right. Oh, it's like one of the things where they're talking. If she starts playing, where you stop right away. Oh, okay. You're in the middle of talking.
Yes.
She starts her goddamn song.
Yes.
Okay. So here we go.
Classic scene structure.
Are you ready? Do you have a little background noise? Ambient noise? It's okay.
Henry, you said you were looking at a Jaguar this weekend. How is that going?
Yes, I didn't like any of the models they had on offer, so probably get the Ferrari.
Mm. Oh, guys, I think she's going to start singing.
That's the extent of the... We didn't even talk about the music.
Yeah, that's...
Hold on a second.
Hold on. Chris, Paul, I might have to defend my point. It's the repetition of doing that over and over and over again.
But we don't even reference...
We need to talk more up front.
You know what? You're right. Well, you're not right, but I like your direction. No, that makes sense. It's like going, mine could be just as good,
because
but you know what?
You're describing what we're going to do, but then we don't end up doing it.
Well,
and it's like, in your mind, I think, because you've described it, it's done.
No, there is...
And then we just go right to the song.
Well, there is certain people listening that know what I mean. I just wanted to keep doing that.
Yeah, other people are high too, Todd. I understand.
Okay, let's... let's
that seemed like everyone knew that is not a thing you say to Todd.
No, Paul, please,
coming this Sunday at ABC.
Paul, please, give me some Paul, please music that would be the betting music of it. You love the
Flintstones and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Now it's Paul, please. Every week on Paul, Please, you'll hear him yelling at his neighbor for doing something wrong.
Will you shut up and stop doing that thing I asked you not to do?
Oh, Paul, please.
On Paul, Please, you'll love it. This week, it's the Christmas episode on Paul, Please.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
Will you stop singing Auld Lang Syne too early?
Oh, Paul, please. Wink. Oh, I thought it was weird.
Oh, my God. That's all fun.
That's a great sitcom. I bet there's two people out there who want to greenlight that sitcom.
Jen,
what?
There are people out there, there are people listening right now who want that sitcom greenlit.
Okay.
What if you were someone who was trying to sell a show to a network and you were about to get the phone call if you had... When you pick up the phone, if you've sold it, they play this music.
Oh, yeah.
And you know you got it. But if not, they play... and then that's it. So nobody ever has to talk to anybody in show business.
Oh, my God. Let me... the phone's ringing, okay?
Oh, I wonder if it's my show got picked up that I wrote a script for.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Oh, that was yours. Yours didn't get picked up. Mine didn't.
That was
and then played
the greatest thing. No one knew what their role was.
Yeah.
No one in the room knew what the role was.
You're right, because nobody told
Chris what to play.
Oh, you guys could play either one.
You guys were both just saying hello to each other. That was like a sketch about the first phone call.
That should have been.
Oh, God.
All right.
All right, so
back to Julie.
Here we are at the Swanky Nightclub.
I'm going to let it go.
No,
I have another thing I want to do.
Okay.
I think it's going to be more fun.
All right,
I feel like I
it's going
it.
to. No, you didn't ruin anything,
it.
Paul.
Can we all try
I
it one more time? Let's try it. Please, all right. God.
Okay.
I feel like we can really do it this time.
This is exactly what I wanted.
But I do think.
Why are you guys begging me to do the bit?
Having heard a little bit of this song,
I get exactly what I want.
It's like Tom Sawyer with Whitewashing the Fence.
Yes. Okay.
Heard a little bit of the song, I feel like if we do a little bit more build up, talk about how excited we are.
Here's
to
what
see
I'm going
to
do, Paul.
All right, I guess I'm done talking.
Well, in all fairness, when I say what I'm going to say, you're going to be like, he did cut me off, but you know what? He really didn't know what was best for this bit.
Okay.
I'm going to let you cue the music because my sense of timing might be a little off.
All right, I'm Paul's brain. He did cut me off, but I think he's going to know what's best for this bit.
And the answer is yes.
Yeah, because
Paul, please.
Paul, this week. Paul, please. Paul gets mad at his neighbor because he won't cut his trees down.
Those trees are driving me crazy.
Well, I still won't cut them down.
Please. I'm Paul.
That they started having more fun in that season.
Right. That was like the third season.
Yeah, they just got lazy with the premise.
Oh my God.
I think I've earned the right to say, please, I'm Paul. We're in syndication.
Can you hand me a water, please? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why I do that. It's
why
like
do you ask
feel...
me to hand it to you? Like, I'm not
I
the
didn't
guest.
Ask
yes,
you.
He
Shut
did.
Up.
Don't you Thank ever you. Let him tell you that. He said, go to the kitchen and get that
History
water.
History will show that Todd asked Jen to get the water.
Okay, he didn't. I can't lie.
Okay, I don't know why. Play More Taters, the one with the words on it. I love this song.
Play More Taters.
This is the one with the words. If this is a song, then I could sing. I could do this.
I think it is a song. And I think
well,
you can.
Then I can sing.
This music is proof.
Listen, all you got to do is be able to do this.
More taters, Mom.
You can do that.
You can talk.
More taters, Mom.
You sound better than him.
Do I really?
That should be you on that recording and not him. Yes.
You swear to George Carlin and
Let me try it.
Could I get my salad dressing on the side, but put a little on it, please? And is it extra for cucumbers? And also, if I get the chips, is there a foot-long deal? I saw a commercial for Subway last night, and I was wondering if I could get that $5 foot-long Subway special. Is that available?
Can I have one note.
Yes?
I have one note. I feel like... And Jen, back me up if you think I'm right, but not if you disagree, then disagree.
I'll say something. Yeah,
I feel like the economy of words that the original singer used.
I know.
Sucked.
It kind of helped.
And what I liked about your bit was how long you went on. Right, Paul?
You're undermining. Wow. Paul did the best. Paul did the radio. I've got to let the crowd know that I'm flabbergasted, but they can't. You can't. Well, she just fucking blindsided you, and you really like. You
I lost face. I lost face in this movie. In this creative meeting we're having about the song.
Yeah, you can't even talk. That's how.
Let me show you how it's done. Can I show you how it's
yes,
done?
Yes, sure.
All right.
If it's not too much trouble, I would care. Oh, you know what, Todd? This is harder than I thought it was.
Can I try? I bet I can do it. I can nail it. I can nail it.
Jen, before you do it, let me just say, I really thought I was going to jump in there perfectly with a very succinct message about wanting more potatoes.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, when you get to that moment in the song, it's very like
I know,
more adrenaline. Okay, just keep
that
in mind.
I work on a late night writing comedy show. We have to write quick things.
Hold on,
can
I ask you a question?
What?
Would you want me to play the original one more time so you get the gist of it?
Sure. Jen, say yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then let me do one
because I wish that I'd heard it one more time.
Potatoes, Mom.
All right, I got it. Let me do it.
All right, give her the music.
Just, you know, you can start a little bit before. Oh, I haven't even had time to look at the menu yet. My friend and I haven't seen each other in 10 years. We're just going to be chatting. I mean, maybe if you bring some waters, but I'll have Pinot Grigio, 2 Pinot Grigios, but we haven't even looked. I mean, it's probably going to be a long one. What time do you get cut for lunch?
Do you hear yourself?
That was amazing, right?
No.
Nailed it.
No,
you were all laughing.
laughing. I nailed
it. No, it went.
Did you hear the beginning?
It was long.
It was longer than the one Todd did.
I think I know how to do it again. Should I do it again?
Try it again.
Okay, you don't like the scene about two women, best friends, just had lunch?
I think what really helped the song is I ordered a Pinot Grigio. You didn't even order anything. No, I understand. But that's the thing is that I think what really helps the song is when you just really get in and out with the potato order. And you don't linger too much.
I don't want potatoes. We didn't have time to look at them. But
are you shitting me?
The song is called...
You don't get it?
The song is called
No.
More Taters, Please.
You don't understand that I see now what I did.
Todd, you get what I'm... Yes.
No, I didn't before. I made the same mistake you did. But now I see it.
Yes.
How is it a mistake?
I see it because it's
laughing.
Very much, well, more taters, please.
Because
it's
what that guy wanted. I needed a minute. I don't understand the difference.
Because you're not... I can't explain it. Paul, don't try. If you argue, you're right. If you argue,
it's like
from
a Philadelphia thing or something. I don't. We didn't even.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. You're gonna try it again.
I can do it again after.
Is one substitution okay?
Oh. That was closer. Can I try it?
I feel like that was. I got nervous. I knew it was a little
confidence.
Can you give me a little?
It was better than before.
It was better than before, but it lacked confidence.
I get it. I know. Could I get?
Because the original guy. Let me hear the original guy one more time, and then I'll take another shot at it.
You think we should play the whole original?
Absolutely, we should.
Motators, Mom.
Okay.
I get it. I totally get it now.
I'm glad that I heard it a few times.
Can I butt in line?
Todd, I really...
No, you do.
I'm feeling it. You know what I mean? I'm feeling it.
You look like you're feeling it.
Thank you.
You were close, Jen. A little work.
Oh, hello. I wonder if do you have anything for carb conscious?
Oh!
I got it.
Now, you said you had it before.
No, I got it.
You really think you have it this time?
In all fairness, we're not doing that great either, so.
No, I really thought I had it that time.
You don't even have to play the guy first. Oh, more taters, Mom. Why do you call yourself Mom? It's so weird because it's...
She was so close.
No, I'm just. I think it's cute. Is that your name or is that because it's called Papa's? It's called Papa's Restaurant. But you say Mom, but...
You get that you just fucked up the thing, right?
Wait, do it again. I got it. No, do it again.
No,
I got
it. You don't
get to go... Yes, I do.
Twice in a row?
It's the new order.
Oh, Jen, hold on a second. I really do think we should hear the original
more
guy
taters,
first.
Mom. But can I ask one thing? I'm on Weight Watchers. How many points is that? Do you have a points to taters calculator? That one I nailed.
If I may.
That one I nailed.
May I say, that was just a variation on my carb conscious.
I don't think
riff.
So. I said, more taters, Mom.
She stole your bit.
Can we hear?
No, she didn't. I don't want to be that guy in the bit.
Can
we hear the original guy one more time, please?
Thank you.
You're no Rory Stupid.
Scoville.
What?
Scoville.
I don't know what you're saying.
Rory Scoville.
Motators, Mom.
Okay, Todd, go real quick.
Oh,
God damn it.
Okay,
God,
I got it.
Start.
Okay, do it again. I think I really have it.
Maybe we should do the original one more time.
Thank you. I was so afraid to ask. No. I thought I was going to look like an asshole.
No. Everyone feels the same way.
It only helps us all.
Motators, Mom.
Okay, here we go.
Flapjacks, bitch.
Oh.
That was pretty close.
Timing-wise, it was right
on. Timing was amazing.
I didn't need to say the bitch.
But you weren't as polite.
As bitch was coming out of my mouth, just so you don't think I'm an idiot, I was like...
Wait, I've got one. I think I can do the timing. Get back in the kitchen, you fucking whore. See, I'm not even ordering anything, so it's a new twist.
Who would you talk to that way?
A whore who wouldn't get back in the kitchen. Are you that dumb at comedy? I spell out everyone in the sketch and what they're not doing, and then you ask, who would do that? Well, I just said.
It's deductive reasoning.
Yeah.
But hold on. When you said whore, what? Get back. Oh, yeah. I love imagining it in the bit. I wasn't defying the bit.
Like, I know. I was defying the bit.
Yeah. Well,
let's start defying
whatever
bits.
You want to do.
All right. Who is getting back in there?
All right. I'll take a shot at it. I I could hear the original one more time, though.
I would. Hey, Paul, I don't blame you.
It helps.
Mo' taters, Ma.
Okay, okay. All right.
I feel bad for him. Oh, my God, he's so nervous. Oh, my God. Jen, help him.
Short.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
No. It's so good.
No, it's good.
That
it's
was
good.
The best one.
No, it was the best.
That was the best one.
Guys, you don't have to spare my feelings. That was not good, right?
I thought that was the best one, didn't you?
I didn't even say words. Was that bad? Was that as bad as I thought it was?
God, no, I thought you said words.
No, you guys. You're being really nice. I think you're being really nice.
Hold on.
I swore you said words. I don't know.
I didn't say words. The fact that I got so nervous and couldn't fucking speak, was it really that bad?
It felt bad, but was it bad?
No, it was good.
I think it's something you noticed because you're so in your head about it. But we thought you said.
I thought it sounded
good.
Really?
It was something about it. Yeah.
You would tell me if it was.
Oh
bad.
My God!
Of course
we
would.
Oh my God!
Yeah. No one's making eye contact with me.
Well, that's because it's hot in here.
No, I'm not. It's a great lie.
Too hot for eye contact.
Yeah, you don't want to.
It's too high for eye contact.
What song is that?
That's the only picture. Be the person walking away, explaining that as it made sense. So, like, I'm your friend.
Yeah.
You were just told the reason she's not looking at you is because she has. It's hot in this room, and you believe her. So later, we're walking away, and I turn to you and I go, "Hey, why wouldn't that girl look at you?"
Oh, okay. All right.
And you're the guy that you're the person that believes it. Notice that girl over there when she was talking to you before, she wouldn't like look at you.
Oh yeah, well you know it's too hot for eye contact.
You know what? You might think, why would I get joy out of making you do that? Because it was fun.
Todd, why would I ever question you getting joy out of me?
You're right. Okay.
What about, are we going to?
You
want
to do the Pussycat song?
I want to know why you put a book about sex and put Ask Paul about this on his desk.
Because this sounds like a lie, but to George Carlin, there's stuff up here already, and I found that book, and I went to throw it out, and then I thought, no, there's got to be something maybe Paul could find in here, like a weird question, and I don't know.
Never throw that book out. That's a fun book.
Really? You want to get out of here?
Yeah. No, I got to tell you one
Where do you want to go?
Oh.
I'm the guy who says, say, do you want to get out of here? But I'm the dumb guy at the
bar. Okay, yeah, I love it.
Say, you want to?
Hey, do you want to get out of here?
I don't know. You want to? Where do you want to go?
You know, we want to get out of here.
Where? Where do you want to go?
I don't know. Where? My apartment, yours? Where do you live?
Well, which one? I mean, I just want to know. Where do you live?
Oakville.
I don't even. I live a complete other direction. Hop on
I'll
in.
I'll see you guys.
Who are you?
You were having this conversation by my parked car.
Yes.
And I got embarrassed, so I sped away.
Oh, you realize? Okay, so listen. So let's go with. Okay, I really have a. Mrs. Miller is. Oh, by the way, who sent in the Pussycat song?
Yeah, who?
Nice and loud.
Someone in this room.
Stephanie? People send in songs, and then sometimes I forget to mention it, which I hate to do that for some reason. Like somebody sends it in, and then I'm doing the song they sent in, and I just.
You want to give credit where credit is due?
You're right. And then Adam.
What if
Flowers.
Stephanie just took her last breath from killing herself, and then we said her name? No, because you said, what if this podcast makes someone kill themselves, and that's why?
And you're saying, what if that person was Stephanie?
Yeah, she's like, oh, they still haven't mentioned me. I can't take it. And
I feel
then
like there's
a last breath, and then we say it, and her soul is hovering above, going, shit! She's like trying to get back into her body.
I feel like we're pioneering this genre of Stephanie suicide fan fiction.
And her mother, no, my Stephanie!
Stephanie!
She didn't leave a note.
Put crackling music behind them.
She didn't leave a note. I know exactly what it was.
Please.
That Douglas got too high, and it took him 2 hours to get to her name.
What is this like?
It's like an old movie.
I'm the police detective, and I'm questioning you. You know about you don't know why your daughter killed herself. Ma'am, I know you're very upset, and I apologize for your loss.
I just don't understand. She had a good life, a good dinner every night.
I know this is an imposition, but I need to ask you a few questions.
Okay, that's fine. Would you have a seat?
Thank you very much. It's a lovely home.
Well, thank you. I'm afraid it's going to be wrought with the stench of self-murder, but otherwise it's beautiful, isn't it?
It'll pass after a few years, ma'am.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of these cases.
Okay.
Is this an Eames chair?
It is, yes.
It's American classic. Ma'am, I have to ask you, your daughter...
Yes, Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Did she, God, why? She left no evidence.
Of course not. Did she listen to any podcasts?
Oh, she listened to... You listened to the Friday night lineup. First to Todd Glass and then Mark Maron. And you know what? One time I told her she can't stay up late and listen to Mark. And she said, Mom, I'm a good girl. I get all A's. And I said, okay, Stephanie, you can do that. As long as your homework's done. Was I too hard on her? Is that why she took her life?
Now, hold on, ma'am. You're saying she did listen to the Todd Glass podcast?
Yes, the Todd Glass show, actually. It's called, not the Todd Glass podcast, the
but
Todd Glass show.
But it is a podcast.
Yeah, it is a podcast. Yes,
so
she listened.
I'm not wrong in saying the Todd Glass podcast, because a person named Todd Glass does have a podcast.
He does. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to correct you.
We shouldn't be splitting.
This is the operator. Yeah, it is a show.
Yes, we're talking in person.
I know. I didn't mean to. I don't usually interrupt. I got to be honest.
I like to leave my phone off the hook in case the operator has any information. I hope that's all right. Anyway, something bad must have happened. Why did that music happen? Is everything okay?
Well, she was listening to this Todd Glass show, which
yes.
We've established as a podcast.
Yes, I've never listened with her. Did they say satanic things? Why would she have taken her own life?
I'll need to see her iPod, ma'am.
Oh, sure, here it is. It's one of the older ones. Please don't judge me.
No, I understand. You're a working mother trying to make ends meet.
Hey. Fucking call me back.
Oh, my goodness. Is that Sarah Silverman?
Oh, my God. It's worse than I thought. He plays that intro every time.
Oh, that could drive a person mad. He plays the intro every week.
Every single week.
Even though there are... Well, let me ask you something, officer. I'm not a detective. You are. Maybe you could apply some logic to this.
Certainly.
Why would you play the same intro every week when it's the same listeners listening?
Ma'am, I'm afraid it's worse than that.
What? Okay. What?
In case there are new listeners, he talks over the intro.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Stephanie was only 14 years old. She doesn't have the... She's not a worldly person who can handle that kind of layering.
You say she was only 14?
She was only 14.
I'm sorry. I no longer interested in your case. I only do 15 and above.
From the beautiful Las Vegas Strip.
I think you wrap it up when you do so. I don't want to, but you know what?
2 hours.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
That brought it back to the beginning by accident.
It did, freaking.
You know what? Like, I say, you know, that was, I like to just come down like a minute, but that was so much fun. I felt like, I am high, sure. But that just makes something great seem, you just see it. And at one point I thought, what a great, like, so descriptive of a thing, get to sit here and smoke and watch it. It was so much fun. This detective, let me hear it. Then Chris got the sound right.
Oh, on. That was amazing.
It was fun.
That was great.
Anyway, some people say, you know, you should. I do whatever I want.
I don't
want
to make fun of suicide.
So anyway,
can I add a cap to that bit? She's a kind of a mother who jumps to conclusions. And Stephanie, she wasn't answering the bathroom door, and the mother assumed she killed herself.
Right.
It turns out that the door was just stuck, and Stephanie was out, and she came home a second later.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
It's an abuse of police resources.
Yeah.
They have real problems to deal with.
I just didn't want to make suicide glamorous to people out there who might think a detective will come to my house and do a bit on the Todd Glass show.
Can I tell
myself.
You? Yeah. I bet, tell me if I'm right, I like that you want to go make that, because you're like, you we all get the absurdity of how funny it is, but then there's a little part of you.
Yeah,
like,
then I'm like, I
like that about
you. I don't want to hurt anybody.
I like that about you. Why not make it a lie? We had fun.
Yeah. Gives a fuck.
Doesn't take the fun away.
Doesn't. That's what I'm saying.
It makes this part less fun where we're really talking about suicide, but if, you know, we can throw a jingle in or something.
Tompkins.
Kirkman. More taters, please.
I think I got it.
Finally got it.
I hope so.
Extra taters, please.
Closest one yet.
That was the closest one.
Shh, don't hit the table.
All right, it's okay. Well, bye, everybody. Anything anybody need to plug? I'm going
Amazon.
To D.C. Oh, Amazon. I'll do that on
Amazon. Amazon.com.
What do they
if
do?
You want to
what?
Shop, they got everything under the sun.
Everything. Oh, wait. Do you have a special link that...
Well, yeah. If they click on the banner that's on this episode's page and they
it will just bring you to the Amazon page and you just shop as you normally do. We get a percentage.
What is
and
the
you know what they could get?
The
they could get on Amazon.com what? Is my new book, I Can Barely Take Care of Myself. They can pre-order it.
Oh!
And I just got exciting news. My book.
What did you say?
My publishing company told me that my book, which was originally just going to come out in paperback, is got bumped up to hardcover.
Oh!
If you buy it.
Fancy schmancy! Fancy schmancy! Fancy schmancy!
But if you buy it now, it's still on sale. You can still get it cheap. And I think, I don't know if you get grandfathered in. Just buy it.
Well,
it's,
yeah,
it's on sale.
Jen and our show.
And your show.
So we got him, Paul.
While you're there on Amazon.com, why don't you help yourself to Paul F. Tompkins, Laboring Under Delusions, live in Brooklyn. It's my two-disc stand-up comedy CD.
It's very funny.
Thank you, Jen. I know you're not just saying that, but you also believe it's good.
We got We didn't get Preston's...
Let me try the song. I think I could do a good job at it.
Oh, I don't think it's more your...
Oh, you'd be surprised. I've been around. Here we go. I know what to do. Oh, hello. I wonder, do you sell potatoes? And if so, how are they prepared?
I love that guy. Who is he?
That's my friend. My friend Hal's dad. We did this show in my friend Hal Lublin, who's in the Thrilling Adventure Hour, which is a Nerdist podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We did a show in New York, and his dad. No, I'm sorry, it was not Hal's dad. It was Jonathan, who is our music, one of the musical directors.
Can I ask you a quick question? Do you want reverb while you tell this?
Yes.
No.
Any light, gentle, soft, nice music in the background?
No.
Okay.
This is
okay.
Not one of those kind of stories.
Okay.
Anyway, I remember we were waiting for the club to open in Brooklyn, and here comes this vintage Cadillac rolling up on the sidewalk, and out comes our friend Jonathan and this elderly man who seemed like a nice fellow. Well, it turns out that was Jonathan's father, and he lives right there in Brooklyn, and he turned out to be the super Jewish dude who greeted us all like this. Hello, nice to meet everyone. I've heard a lot about you. Some good things. That's what he said. I was delighted.
I think I'm in love with that guy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He was very sweet.
Maybe we can.
Is he widowed?
That I don't know.
Oh, find out for me.
I'll find out.
Hook
sure.
a sister up. Okay,
absolutely.
Fine. Don't. I'll die alone. Whatevs.
Chris Burton, thank you very much. As always, good job over there. Eric, thank you. And then Steve Fine Arts off to the... Yeah, Preston, we're going to get to you. I want to give it just...
Preston, we're going to get to you.
I don't want to rush your bits. You know the song Chug-a-Lug? Play
don't
Chug-a-Lug.
Are your bees.
Chug-a-Lug, Chug-a-lug.
Chug-a-lug, Chug-a-lug.
Oh, pretty
spot right
on
the money.
Make you want holla, hidey, hoo.
Preston, it's better with beer. He did one with coke and one with heroin. Like Chug-a-Lug, if that was the drug.
Right.
Next week we play
Those are two illegal drugs, and I don't think there's anything funny about it. Well, I'm
Title Title One.
I don't.
Schedule
well,
one?
I don't think it's good for kids to laugh about drugs.
Can you do it? Can you do one more thing before I leave?
Uh-huh.
Who are you, the drug police?
Oh,
yes,
shit.
I am.
We're done.
We're done. We have to go.
Oh,
there's
God
so much more I wanted
it.
You to do. I wanted to make up a character. Shares.
Did you have a good time at the podcast? Did you make up a character? Oh wait, no. Still not Paul. That was a. Went to the beginning.
No, it's okay.
No, wanted to make up a character that shares too much.
No, Cher's housekeeper, and she goes out at night and pulls some sort of rat. I'm Cher's housekeeper.
What?
In my mind, I've made this up, and then she somehow in
she
my
she tries to get like into clubs or something.
Well, here's the thing. Perks. In my bit, somehow she does hold a little rank, and then here's what explains everything. People ask, maybe they let her ahead of a line at a restaurant, and someone goes, why does anyone care? Cher's asking me. Nobody does, but she's like created this thing. It's like you feel bad for her.
Right.
So now people just go ahead of the line, and now because of it, she's become iconic. Because now she sort of is like a, who's someone that made themselves a celebrity? Like, you know, one of those people, right?
Oh, like a
self-styled. Like
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like yeah. I'm Cher's housekeeper. So now they even have her on some shows. But she
does
to...
she get paid money to show up at clubs? And
oh,
stuff
yes.
Like that?
What if she becomes bigger than Cher and then Cher's her housekeeper? So she's like, fine, oh! I'm not Cher's housekeeper. I'm Cher's former housekeeper.
I'm Cher's boss.
Yeah. But then she loses everything because it's not as fun to be like, I'm Cher, Cher.
Yeah, exactly. And then Cher becomes bigger than ever because she's...
Yes, and then she goes back to, well, I'm Cher's housekeeper again.
I'm my housekeeper's housekeeper.
I'm my brother's brother. Isn't that a thing?
Everybody, right. What could bring more
my brother's
to?
Brother is my sister.
Jen Kirkman and Paul what? Tompkins, they were so much fun. Oh. I sound very... I go to
like
very...
We're dead.
No, hold on.
It's a special about us.
Don't joke.
No,
I hate
you
that
guys
stuff.
Were so much fun.
I don't
God,
believe
this
you.
Was like a treat.
I need more compliments. I don't believe you.
You should believe me. Oh. Like, I'm not joking. Like, that was like... Getting silly like that
more
with
fun than Rory Strudel.
He didn't even up the bit. He just wanted to... This is Rory's idea, that bit. This girl's singing at a club and people listen. Go. He didn't even up
the
stakes.
Oh, what's the capacity of the club?
Rory yeah. He just wanted Scoville. To derail it.
Rory Sconesville.
Rory Sconesville.
Sconesville.
No blame with this. So what could bring you... You know, you do this and then you think, oh, you know, we... Some people have said, oh, you should have wrote out on there in the closing. Remember
I
when
hate
they were,
those I said people that. That said that. Oh.
Yeah, no. No one said it. Our listeners were like... Hey, our listeners were like this. So here's how. Our listeners now are going to go, Todd really does understand. They're like, it seemed like it was going to a close, but they're like, we like hanging out a little
Todd
longer.
Todd really does understand. He seemed like he was going out on a close, but
that's right, people so listening. Like pinching their nose. They're talking on the phone to each other while listening.
What do we do to end the show? How could we ride out and have someone, the ending, bring the listener as much joy as the show? Who could match what we did?
Who?
Oh, I wonder.
Bye.
You're alone and life's making you lonely. You can always go
downtown.
Oh.
Together again, it's Juice Bar Genie and Mrs. Miller. Downtown.
Listen to the music of the traffic in the city.
Linger on the jingles and the crashing in the weather. Take him, Mrs. Miller.
You can forget all your troubles.
Forget all your cares and go downtown.
Things will be great when you're
downtown. I feel like I lost the harmony. Downtown.
Everything's waiting for you.
At Downtown Abbey. Downtown.
When you were buried,
what operator? How do you get here?
Downtown.
Maybe you know some little places to go where they never close.
Todd Glass.
Somebody make a parody song where this song goes to Todd Glass. That's someone's assignment, so they'll play it on the podcast. Todd Glass. Todd Glass, this show comes out every Friday. I listen when it downloads and then I get excited. It's Todd Glass. Everyone loves it. It's Todd Glass.
Waiting for you tonight.
That was pretty fucking brilliant.
That was fucking... God bless you. Not because it was a song about me. Bye, everybody.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.